Australian rock music legend from the Angels. I've got Rick Brewster on the line. Am I ever going to see your face again? Now, when you guys perform it, I notice, and I think everyone's aware, there's these unofficial lyrics that kind of coincide with it. I'm curious where the origin of that came from.
I was hoping you could tell me.
Do you not know? I wasn't curious if you guys had created it. I had no idea.
No, we didn't. We had absolutely nothing to do with that. And it's also got absolutely nothing to do with the lyric of the song.
No.
it sprung up somewhere, probably someone like you in a DJ, in a DJ role in a nightclub or something, I don't know. But we've been aware of it since 1983, and it's just spread like wildfire. It's interesting, though, because there were no mobile phones, there was no internet, and it spread around the country and eventually the world. We've played it now in America and Europe, and same thing everywhere.
Oh, really? And they all do it?
Swearing will never die.
No, it appears not, no. What was your, do you remember the first time you heard it and you kind of sit there playing going, did they say what I think they said? Where did that come from?
Yeah, it was a very strange, bizarre thing that happened. We played in Mount Isa in 1983,
mm-hmm.
At the Civic Hall, I think it was. And we ran out of songs. We got called back for a third encore. We were scratching our heads because we hadn't played Am I Going to See Your Face Again for years.
Mm-hmm.
We said, oh, maybe we've got to go back on. So maybe we'll do that song. And lo and behold, they screamed the response at us. We didn't know what was happening. We thought, oh, maybe they're serious. They want us to f*** off. But so we played it again in Cairns the next night, exactly the same thing. And it went from there. Now we'll be crucified if we don't play it.